grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
From the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, in which the Gospel for this Sunday appears, the 24th through the 26th, the 51st, and the 55th through the 58th verses. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there nor his disciples, they themselves got into boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." The gospel for this fourth Sunday in Lent, Mid-Lent Sunday, is St. John's account of the feeding of the 5,000. This miracle is in fact the one miracle recorded by all four gospel writers. But what's unique to St. John's record of this miracle is that he not only records the facts, he also provides us with our Lord's own interpretation of this miracle. The story of the feeding of the 5,000 is just the beginning of the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel. The rest of the chapter is largely given over to the sermon which Jesus later preached in the synagogue at Capernaum. And it is in that sermon that the Lord Jesus himself answers our question, "What does this mean?" The bare facts of the miracle are, of course, very familiar. Though we need to remember that they're not just bare facts, but facts which are rich in meaning. We know the facts. A large crowd had gathered following Jesus, who asks his disciples where they're going to get food to feed all these people. The apostle Andrew tells Jesus that a boy in the crowd has 5 loaves and 2 fish and then asks, "But what are they among so many?" Jesus answers, "Have the people sit down." And then he takes the loaves and when he had given thanks, distributes them, and so also with the fish. St. John tells us that Jesus gave thanks before distributing the loaves and fish. And here we need to know that the word John uses to tell us that Jesus gave thanks is a Greek word which in the early Christian church became one of the names for the Holy Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. Eucharist means thanksgiving. And so this word for thanksgiving brings to mind the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Thanksgiving, the Holy Supper of the Lord. John also tells us that this miracle took place when the Passover feast was near. The Passover, in which the Passover lambs were slaughtered and eaten. The Passover lambs which foreshadowed Christ, the true Lamb of God. The Passover meal, which foreshadowed that new meal in which we truly feed on Christ, the true Lamb of God. So all of these things come into view as we hear St. John's record of the feeding of the 5,000. We, of course, see in this miracle the Savior's boundless compassion for the dying world. We see his compassion for hungry people. Jesus knows that you and I need bread. The words which Jesus spoke in reply to the devil's temptation to turn stones into bread are undoubtedly true. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but human beings nonetheless do in fact need bread, need food, in order to live. The Lord Jesus uses our inescapable need for food which perishes as a way of pointing to deeper needs, which the food of earth, good as it is, gift of God as it is, can never satisfy. And that's why, in preaching in the synagogue at Capernaum, Jesus says, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life." And then goes on to say, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Jesus is himself the bread of life. He is the living bread come down from heaven. And how fitting it is that he who is the bread of life was born in Bethlehem, a town whose name means house of bread. In the Hebrew language, Beth means house, and lechem means bread. In this, too, we see how wonderfully the Lord God arranged everything in his wonderful plan for our salvation. As we have observed, St. John's account of the feeding of the 5,000 itself has overtones which point to the sacrament. And in his synagogue sermon interpreting that miracle, the Lord Jesus is in fact pointing to the sacrament he would institute on the night when he was betrayed. Having said that he is the living bread come down from heaven, Jesus goes on to say this, "For my flesh is truly food, and my blood is truly drink. And because that is so, through the Lord Jesus' mighty power and boundless compassion, the consecrated bread and the body of Christ are one, the consecrated wine and the blood of Christ are one, God and man are one, heaven and earth are one." And it is this communion of heaven and earth, of God and man, that is in fact the great theme of St. John's Gospel, as he writes in that wonderful prologue to his Gospel, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth." And in the Holy Sacrament, the Lord Jesus continues to dwell among us with his body and his blood, with the fullness of his grace and truth. And because that is so, this house of God is like the stable in Bethlehem. The altar is like the manger, and the hallowed bread and cup are like the swaddling clothes in which those lowly shepherds found the child Jesus, the Lord and Maker of heaven and earth. In the sacrament of the altar, Christ is there for us, for you, for me, for all us poor mortal sinners who have been baptized into his name, and to come to this altar with penitent and trusting hearts. Though all four gospel writers tell of this miracle, the feeding of the 5,000 happened only once. But the miracle of the Holy Sacrament takes place 10,000 times 10,000. Whenever the flock of Christ gathers with its shepherds, who, being commanded by Christ, speak not their own words but his, over the bread, over the cup, making of this supper Christ's supper, the supper of him who is himself, the living bread come down from heaven to give life to the world, and who promises, "Whoever eats of this bread shall live forever." And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.